News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan. Serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. Budget talks have broken down between Republican legislative leaders and Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer just days after they agreed to sideline negotiations over a long-term road funding plan. Before the GOP leaders say she walked away from the talks, the governor had pledged to work night and day to avoid shutting down the state government next month.
Winds can change fast, and now that we're finally negotiating, unfortunately, they've really run down the time clock and have made it very difficult to get a budget done on time. So we've had to do all the preparations in the event we don't.
Yesterday's development came as the sides face an October 1st deadline or risk a partial state government shutdown. A small tornado may have touched down in North Grand Rapids last night. Walt Felver is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Grand Rapids and says they're investigating.
Well, there were lots of damage. We have 11 cars with windows blown out in a parking lot, damage to a shuttle waiting structure as well. Lots of tree limbs down, that type of thing on the north side. Fairly close to I-196, actually.
Felver says there were no reports of injuries. Consumers Energy this afternoon still had about 25,000 customers without power, the bulk of them in Kent County. There was some thunder and lightning and a bit of rain in St. Joseph and Benton Harbor, as well as South Haven last night, but nothing along the lines of the severe weather they had in Grand Rapids. Berrien County Sheriff Paul Bailey and 911 Director Dave Agins have been honored by the Riverwood Center for their efforts to help ensure those who experience a mental health crisis get help instead of winding up in the criminal justice system. At a meeting today of the Berrien County Board of Commissioners, Riverwood Jail Diversion Supervisor Gretchen Carlson presented the two officials with awards. Carlson told us 911 dispatch can be helpful when it comes to crisis intervention.
911 assists us in identifying calls and then linking these calls. And then it's also some statistical data that's sent to Wayne State University to help identify the scope and the sequence of the mental health crisis we have in our communities.
Carlson says 911 can alert police when they're responding to a situation involving someone with a mental health issue. Riverwood has offered its crisis intervention team training since 2015.
We do the training twice a year. It's the sheriff's initiative to have his deputies trained. This is an ongoing training, and we also open it to all officers in Berrien County.
She says that Sheriff Bailey helped ensure crisis intervention team training goes out to his staff. He said that training enables police to help someone before they violate the law. Carlson told us Bailey helped to organize a CIT conference last year. With the U.S. House back in session this week following a six-week break, Congressman Fred Upton tells us he took part in a House Energy and Commerce Committee subcommittee discussion on Monday regarding disparities in maternal health care.
And we've got a couple of different pieces of bipartisan legislation that I think can help reduce the number of deaths that particularly impact our community of color.
Upton says one discussion involved legislation aimed at getting care to new mothers for longer periods of time.
One of the things that I've locked into is that for many states, Michigan included, it provides Medicaid coverage maybe just through the first week or two of a woman's pregnancy and not beyond.
So an idea is to extend that coverage to a year after the mother gives birth. The Preventing Maternal Deaths Act was signed into law by President Trump last year, and it allowed for better data collecting on maternal health. Congresswoman Robin Kelly of Illinois has sponsored the Mamas Act aimed at addressing some of the poor health outcomes revealed since. Dozens of bicyclists will be riding across the state starting tomorrow in the Great Lake to Lake Trails Route Number 1 inaugural ride. Bob Wilson is the director of Michigan Trails and Greenways Alliance and says they'll start that big ride in South Haven tomorrow and ride 275 miles during a week.
They work their way across the state, staying in different cities, Jackson, Marshall, Pontiac, Green Oak Township, and then they end up in Port Huron 6 days later.
Wilson says the route is connected by 16 individual trails that have all been connected. Local health officials are giving high marks to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's action last week to ban flavored vaping products in Michigan. Berrien County Health Department spokesperson Jillian Conrad tells us not enough is known about e-cigarettes to say they're safe. In fact, The evidence points to otherwise.
Patients across the country are experiencing symptoms of respiratory illnesses, coughing, shortness of breath, nausea, fatigue, and many of them have been hospitalized for days or even weeks. And all of these have been linked back to vaping and e-cigarette products.
Conrad says it's thought that vitamin E acetate, a chemical added to some e-cigarette pods, is the problem. She says those chemicals are a mystery.
Users are inhaling all sorts of chemicals. We're not entirely sure what all is in some of those vaping products because of the spotty regulation.
Conrad says the Berrien County Health Department has heard from plenty of local schools about young people vaping. With all the unknowns surrounding the products, she says the health of those young people needs to be protected. She also tells us that she can't say vaping is a safe way to quit smoking. Cornerstone Alliance has an effort underway right now to try to increase the population of Southwest Michigan, and this latest news can't hurt. The website 24/7 Wall Street ranks St. Joseph number 23 on its list of the top 50 best places to live in the U.S. Mayor Pro Tem Laura Goose of St. Joe tells us it can be viewed as a positive of the entire region.
We're similar in size to a lot of them. But to be so far up on the list, I think, is pretty cool in and of itself.
The only other Michigan city on that list of the best places to live is Traverse City at number 48. The Houston suburb of West University Place came in number one.
Although rankings are always a little subjective to whomever wrote them, I appreciate it, and I think that it's clear that we've been discovered.
The website noted St. Joseph's five-year unemployment rate is low at 2.6%, and the median household income is just under $56,000. Another factor in St. Joe's favor is what's available to residents, with a, quote, far greater than typical concentration of museums, recreation activities, restaurants, and bars. WSJM News Now continues with your Bloomberg Report. WSJM News Now continues. President Trump's special counselor, Kellyanne Conway, outside of the White House today, pressed by reporters on the status of gun law reform talks. Conway said the president is committed to definitive action. Here's ABC's Karen Travers at the White House.
White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway says gun legislation will likely come up when President Trump meets with House Republicans tonight at their retreat in Baltimore.
Just yesterday, he spoke to Republican and Democratic United States senators at length about what is possible and what is practicable and what would pass.
President Trump said Wednesday he's looking at background checks, but also wants to protect the Second Amendment. Conway said any news of major developments will come from the White House.
The president will be the one to come out and announce some of the decisions and what he has discussed with a bipartisan group of senators and members of Congress.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The Trump administration says revoking an Obama-era rule on waters and wetlands would provide regulatory certainty for farmers and landowners. Writing in the Des Moines Register today, Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Andrew Wheeler and the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Civil Works called the Obama rule an egregious power grab that leads to even isolated ponds being subjected to federal regulation. Environmentalists are criticizing the Trump administration decision. The 10 leading Democrats vying for president will, for the first time, be on the same debate stage for tonight's Democratic debates. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at Texas Southern University in Houston.
Bernie Sanders has checked out his spot on the debate stage here at Texas Southern University. With wife Jane by his side, Sanders chatted amiably with the executive producer and pointed at different spots in the hall. Sanders and Elizabeth Warren will be positioned on either side of Joe Biden. Sanders has called Warren a friend, and so far the two leading progressives have avoided any direct confrontation.
Meanwhile, just hours before that debate in Houston, former Vice President Joe Biden went up with a digital ad aimed at deflecting criticism of President Barack Obama's administration. Biden is shown saying in footage from a campaign event that Obama, quote, was a president our children could and did look up to. After a debate earlier this summer in Detroit, Biden said he was surprised at the flack that he took from fellow Democrats about Obama's legacy. The debate over e-cigarettes and what goes into those devices now heating up, with at least a half dozen deaths nationwide related to lung illnesses linked to vaping and hundreds of cases of illnesses under investigation. President Trump has weighed in, saying that they're looking at, quote, very strong rules and regulations. Here's ABC's Michelle Franzen.
In 2018, more than 3.6 million teens admitted to vaping. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar estimates that number is now closer to 5 million.
We will be watching tobacco-flavored e-cigarette products, and we will take enforcement action if need be to keep them out of the hands of kids.
The American Vaping Association says the flavor ban won't stop drug dealers from selling contaminated cartridges. Ronald Reagan Medical Center pulmonologist Dr. Catherine Malamade says health officials don't know what's to blame yet for the illnesses and deaths.
We're seeing some cases are related to THC, others related to nicotine, some related to brand names, and some not.
Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The U.S. Supreme Court's clearing of the way for the Trump administration to deny nearly all asylum claims from Central Americans is being denounced by immigration advocates as a death sentence for migrants trying to escape poverty and violence. The new policy would deny asylum to anyone who passes through another country on the way to the U.S. without first seeking asylum there. Two Ohio daycare workers have been arrested after being caught on video standing by as a 5-year-old girl was bullied and assaulted by older students. Here's ABC's Ryan Burrow.
Columbus police say the daycare video shows the older students grabbing, pulling, dragging, and bullying the 5-year-old girl. The girl attempts to get away but is held down by the older students. Daycare workers Joshua Tennant and Emma Dietrich are seen on video making no attempt to stop the harassment. At one point, police say Tennant picks up the girl by her ankle and carries her upside down by her leg before putting her on a rug. The two workers now face child endangerment charges. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
The National Transportation Safety Board says all six crew members were asleep when a fire broke out in a scuba diving boat off the coast of California, killing 34 people. The NTSB released a 2-page preliminary report today. And a groundbreaking new cast member has been added to Saturday Night Live. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Hard to believe, but Saturday Night Live has never had a cast member who was 100% Asian. That'll change this season when Bowen Yang joins for season 45 as a featured player. He was a staff writer on the show last season, and if you're a fan, you may have already seen him.
Chairman Kim, welcome.
He played Kim Jong-un in one sketch, his unofficial debut. The news comes after word that cast member Leslie Jones is leaving the show. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by Art FX in Bridgman, eye-catching vehicle wraps, custom signs, logos, and apparel. ArtFXSign.com. They're more than just a sign shop.